Oh man. Oh, you know how not I don't feel ready, but I also do feel ready. I'm fucking excited to show off this glass. Smoked some fucking weed today, so I'm just gonna light this half smoked joint and we'll get this started properly. Need a little weed because I've been dabbing all morning, but all right, what's up everybody? Welcome to episode 11 of the podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the order, the drop that's going to Third Coast Teddy's. We're going to be looking at some individual pieces, checking out function. We also are going to be doing some dabbing on this 10mm Tiny Titan I have right here. And this piece will have been given away by the time this video comes out. So whoever wins it, I hope you enjoy it. And then, yeah, we're just going to talk about the week, get caught up, and hang out for a little bit. And this morning, I've already had coffee. I'm actually getting into a green smoothie this morning because we're shooting the podcast a little bit earlier today. Usually I have lunch before I do these because if I have already smoked and haven't eaten and drank a bunch of coffee, I'm a mess. So we're trying not to be a mess right now. But yeah, fuck. This, and honestly, the reason I've been smoking so much this morning is because I pulled this Tiny Titan out of the kiln. And I don't know if you guys all follow my Instagram, but last week I made another Tiny Titan that was supposed to be the giveaway piece and then it broke. So I was like, fuck it, I'm still going to remake the piece. And I did. This one worked out, and I was so excited this morning. You guys know that feeling like when you go to a head shop with your friends and you get a new piece and you get really excited to go home and smoke it. And that just that whole like feeling, that whole like ritual of when you get a new piece. As a glass blower, at least for me, I feel that almost every morning when I open my kiln. It's like, oh my God, a new piece I get to check out or smoke or whatever. I was especially excited about this one. But we're gonna sesh that a little bit later in the episode because, guys, I've already taken a few dabs this morning. I got this super fire grease monkey right now. It's literally like, just like, I don't even know. The consistency is almost like melted caramel. It's so pretty. It's from Mystic Melt and some grease monkey. So we're gonna sesh that in a little bit. But for now, I have to fucking relight my joint because you guys know me. If you're at episode 11, you guys know I just keep talking. But yeah, so that just that excited feeling, like, so I had to sesh this piece, so I got a little too stoned already today, but that's okay. Still going to be a fun episode. I'm excited to show a bunch of glass with you guys and function and try to stop tripping up on words. Oh my goodness. I'm going to relight this joint, though. And fuck, the other night, guys, I fucking melted my fan at my station, my ventilation fan that vents my station only. The way I had the ventilation set up, the fan was just too close to where the hood was, so it was just getting so much heat directly pumped into it, and it literally like melted it and warped it. It's like I built this whole studio. It's weird. It's like I'm trying to think of like how to explain it. Like, I'm self-taught with everything. So when I was redoing the studio, I was just like, okay, I think this will work. I didn't like have a glass blower or another person that had more experience. I didn't have anyone to be like, is this good enough or is this going to work? And my station now has a lathe at it. And there's these things called Bunsen burners. And you guys probably had them in high school too and stuff. But we use them to keep the glass warm while it's on the lathe. And those are basically like an open fire, and it's all being like sucked up into the hood and right into the fan. And the fan was only about a foot away from the opening of the hood, so like it was directly getting hit with all this heat. So basically, I need to run a new hard line and like give it a longer line to basically cool down in and give the fan more time to move that air and not be just hit directly with heat. And I gotta say, being like self-taught, like one of my biggest anxieties and stuff is like, what's going on? Sorry, my wife popped out for a minute. One of the things being like self-taught is like I was saying, like I don't know like all the exact ways to set things up. And like when I rebuilt this whole studio, I was like, there were so many nights I was so stressed out. I was like, God, I hope I set that up right. Like, I hope I don't have to redo something or this or that. And this is just one of those things I have to redo now, but it's a minor thing. I just got to cut a new hole and run new hard line and stuff. So it's not a big deal, but still, it's kind of just like, you know, the learning curve. So if you guys are ever doing something like this or even setting up something that's not glass blowing, it's, you know, you can have everything figured out, but then there's just that one thing that you just fucking, you know, you just, there's more than one thing for me. I mean, the ventilation was so hard to figure out for me because I was overthinking it, honestly. Running all the new like propane oxygen lines like was really stressing me out because like I wanted them all to run through one manifold, and then I realized there's just too much pressure. Like I have to have most of the stuff on separate lines. But yeah, that's all like technical shit and shit I've been learning over the years, you know. It's like, you know, trial and error. That's like pretty much my whole glass journey is just like trying to figure it out, just because it's one of those things where unless you go on the forums and like try to talk to people, unless you know someone, it's tough to find good information. Nowadays you have people, I mean like Paul Taylor, he's doing a Patreon. You should check out his stuff. He's like doing all these like online lessons, teaching people stuff and like putting knowledge out there. Like I wish I would have had something like that when I first started. And I think there was a couple things on YouTube, but honestly, when I never watched any of that stuff because I was so excited just to get on the torch and work that I was like, I couldn't focus on watching a video and learning a technique. I was like, I just want to melt it and see if I can figure it out. Like, I wasn't interested in someone showing me. I just wanted to keep trying it. And you know, maybe that's not the best way to do it, but I was just so hooked on it. That's what I wanted to do. I didn't care about learning a lesson. I just wanted to fucking blow glass and just try things and melt shit together. And if it breaks, whatever. But yeah. So this week's been it's been a solid week, obviously, but every week it seems like there's like little things here and there, but I think that's just running a business. You know, I think that's just normal when you have like a small business or a family-owned thing. It's just there's lots of little things that happen consistently throughout the week. But you can't get too hung up on them or else they, you know, they make a bigger impact than they should. So, yep, ventilation went down. I took a fan out of my other station here, so my other lay station shut down until we get a new fan for it. But I removed that one and put it in my station for now, and we're gonna rerun the ductwork next week. I just need someone's help because I need an extra set of hands, and I think that they're gonna lift our stay-at-home thing like a little bit, and I'll be able to have one of my guys come help me as long as we're careful. I just need some help fucking moving the hoods because they're huge. They're 6 foot by 8 foot, I think. Yeah, 6 foot by 8 foot. They're pretty fucking big. And they're above these really expensive lathes, so I don't want to like try and do it myself and risk like breaking something or fucking something up. So I just got to be patient. So I can't use the lathe, and basically what I'm saying is I can't use my lathe until I set up this new ventilation. I got to change some things up. But yeah, let's check out the Third Coast Headies order. Like I said, I want to talk a bit and hang out before I really fucking start smoking this Tiny Titan, because I've already smoked like it a bunch today. The water's already murky. You can probably see on camera how murky the water is already in it. And this is some Lemonade is what I'm smoking right here. It's one of those strains that actually really tastes like lemons when you're smoking it through a joint. I don't know if you guys have ever like bought weed and you're like, oh, it smells like lemons, and then you smoke it and you're like, that doesn't taste like lemons. This stuff, the terp really like transfers over well through a joint. It's so much lemon. Really good. And yeah, I packed this one for my wife this morning because I was like, here, take a couple hits, try to relax. Just you know, life stresses, we all have them. So, and she loves this Lemonade. But yeah, let's actually, before we look at Third Coast, let's look at this piece I have right in the middle here, and then we'll get it out of the way, and it'll be all about the Third Coast pieces. And I don't have all the Third Coast pieces on the table because there's no way they'd all fit. But I just picked a few of my favorites out, a few of the colored ones. So, what we got here is a 10 millimeter mini triple double. And I talked about one of these last week, but I didn't have one to show you guys. So I wanted to bring one out, and we'll check out some function and talk about these. These are a lot more narrow than my big ones. And actually, I'm going to have my producer grab me my big one. Hey, dude, that green one right back there, will you grab me that real quick? I just want to show you guys real quick side by side, and then we'll get that green one out of the way. Because I've made more triple doubles than I have mini triple doubles. Actually, no, I think officially now they're the same amount. But yeah, so here's a 14 millimeter triple double. You can see the size is quite a bit bigger. It's a lot fatter in this main can right here. You can see, this is a lot more narrow. I mean, my daily driver is a full size triple double, but I gotta say there's something special about these 10 millimeter mini triple doubles because they have that more narrow can. I mean, they take even less effort, but they have like this like shred or chug to them. So I'm going to like pull on this piece and we'll talk about it some more, but the color used in this piece is a CFL Stardust, and, I put crushed opal over it. Now in the video, it might be like really hard to see the opal. Like when I move it a little bit, you might see a little bit of that opal firing, but it's tough in videos just because you really got to catch it in the right light. But this thing shifts a few different colors. It goes like a blue, a green, or a purple. It really depends on what type of light you're in. And this one is sold. I have another one I'm working on right now that I can't wait to share. It's a faded out one. Oh God, I hope. And I'm not going to tell you what colors because I don't want to jinx it and break it. Put this back here. But yeah, these 10 millimeter mini triple doubles. I'm so grateful for the people that have been supporting them. These are a more expensive RBR. It's honestly like why I shy away from making stuff like this, just because it's like, the expensive glass, I mean, you got to find the right home for it. You know what I mean? It's, and I like that in like the more semi-affordable market, there's more people that like can enjoy the function and appreciate it. But people have been supporting heavy on these and scooping them. So super grateful. Thank you so much. Anyone that might be watching this, I got one of these in Puerto Rico. What's his name? Slim Shaggy. Yeah, Slim Shaggy on Instagram. I'm pretty sure that's your name, dude. And I think you watch these, so appreciate you, bro. But yeah, let's pull on this. Let's check out some function on it. This is just like the full-size triple-double. It makes the two vortexes. And like I've said before, that's more of a visual. That doesn't increase flavor or function or anything. It's just a visual thing. And like we've covered in other episodes, because we're in a day and age with video and that's how we like share stuff with people, like the visual is just as important as like the flavor, the function, and all these things. It's like having a cool visual to show people why you make videos and take dabs and stuff as well, and something for you to look at too. Like I just pull on my pieces all day and just look at them. I'm like just watching the water. So yeah, let's pull on this and we're going to talk about it just a little bit more, and then we'll start talking about the Third Coast Headies order. All right. Make sure my camera angle's looking good. Okay, cool. All right, let's move this just a little bit. Sweet. Anything in the way? No, we're good. Still learning how with all these three cameras, guys, so bear with me. I love the way these mini triple doubles sound. They have like this deep chug to them with this like whispery, chirpy, like kind of purr sound. And I'm sure you guys can't hear that good, so eventually we might need to get another mic set up just for the rigs for function. I had one of my friends say that to me. He's like, hey man, you guys should try to find a way to get a mic near the base of the rig so people can really hear that function. And I'm like, okay, it's something we can think about. So every day trying to, you know, improve our podcast and work on it. But it is a team effort. All right. So like I said, you guys just saw, it's more of like a visual thing. These little discs in here aren't so much there for diffusion. We've talked about this before. They're more there to help the water climb effortlessly, so you don't have to do more work. The Titan RBR, especially the Mini Titan, really displays that well. So we'll talk more about that function again when we get into smoking that, or at least I'll be really stoned in trying to talk about it. But yeah, this piece, I was so happy how it came out. I love using these Stardust colors with Crushed Opal because the Stardust colors are naturally a little bit darker, so they're a great background for opal. If you're a glass blower and you're making your own Crushed Opal, I've done Crushed Opal over like tons of colors. I mean, like very like light colors to dark colors. And I'm sure you already know this, but darker colors, the opal pops 1,000 times harder. On like transparent or lighter colors, the opal's there. You can see it in the right light, but it's like, it's not as, doesn't pop as hard as when it's on a dark color. Cause it gives it almost like a dark background for you to just see the opal. So the Stardust colors are really nice. Like Blue Stardust, Green Stardust, the CFL Stardust, or even Galaxy's another one. It's like a black sparkle. I like using all these colors too because they put a sparkle behind the opal, so it's like layers of sparkle. And also too, my opal mix, we've talked about it maybe before on the podcast, or I've talked about it in a live video. I'm not sure because I take videos all day, every day, and I talk a bunch, so I'm very repetitive. But our crushed opal mix is like our own little special mix and our little ratios we have, and you know, we just get all our stuff from Grandpa Glass, but like we use a couple different colors of crushed opal and different sizes and different like ratios to kind of make like a certain density of like crushed opal while trying to reduce the amount of air that gets trapped around the opals. But man, yeah, I'm like really stoked how far my crushed opal has come. I've worked on it for years. Like this tubing now looks just like, you know, nice clean factory tubing, but just like filled with crushed opal. So, and I've done all my crushed opal prep by hand. I still have yet to use my lathes to make any of this prep, but I'm really excited to start doing it on the lathes so I can make bigger sections of crushed opal prep and have like beautiful big sections of like factory finished crushed opal tubing with all unique colors and like sleeve and make my own color combos that are specific to Bear Mountain, because I've sleeved tons of colors too and tried all different stuff. And there's, you know, there's certain color patterns I'd like to stick with certain years, you know, eventually down the road, you never know like how we'll do things. You know, we might have like more limited series and they'll come in like specific colors. You know, I mean, I love like what Evil Empire does. Like I strive to be that level, like Evil Empire, those that like I've met him, and but his company and everything, like everything they're doing is the highest level possible. And I'm working towards it every day to get better and better. I practice. All I do is blow glass. It's my whole life. So, and he's got many years on me, but I hope I can like crush and get to a level someday where I'm just like, I mean, my gosh, Evil Empire, you guys know exactly who I'm talking about. His glass is so crazy. Crazy. Okay. So we talked about the triple double. Let's start talking about Third Coast Headies. I'm going to take a sip of my smoothie because, man, my mouth is so dry from talking so much. I'm going to move this too. Yeah. Full crushed double. I fucking love that. I need a 10 millimeter mini triple double. That's my next piece I'm making for myself for sure. Take a sip of my smoothie. Take a hit of my joint. If you guys have your joints, your rigs or anything, like let's hang out. Let's sesh. We're going to just keep talking about glass. Like I said, I know the first about 10 episodes or at least 9 episodes is just me mostly like a video diary almost. You guys are just seeing inside my personality life and the things I deal with. But I thought it'd be a good way to just start this whole fucking podcast. Try and lean away from the mic because, man, I watch a lot of podcasts and someone was eating a pack of gummies the other day on a podcast. And I almost had to turn it off. It was intense. So try to be conscious of that. All right. So Third Coast Headies. I thought these guys were in Texas, but they're actually down here in the Springs. They just moved up here from Texas. And they had bought a space, and they were going to have a big grand opening on 420. But unfortunately, no one planned for a pandemic. So they are doing like an online grand opening. And they're going to have a nice little drop for me. It's not a huge drop, but it's a nice variety. It's like a few of each design. It's like a couple double diffused, a few standards. And they're getting clear and colored of everything from honey jars, micros, double diffused standards. They're getting everything, just a little bit of everything. So not a huge order. I would still hit them up. This episode's probably going to come out Saturday or Sunday, and the drop's probably going to be like Monday or Tuesday. So you guys will have time to see this and like hit them up and whatever and see if there's anything available, because I don't know if they're pre-selling or what, who knows. But I picked a few of the pieces out that I really like love in the order and wanted to show off. Actually, there was four other pieces on the table, but I had to take them off. There was just too much glass. It was too cluttered. And I got my dogs out here, and if they go crazy barking and jumping around, we don't want to lose too many pieces in the scuffle. All right, so let's see here. Let's talk about this honey jar recycler first. Let's move this guy over. We'll spin it around. We'll talk about it. We'll show some function. So let's see. Let me get this in the frame. Boom. We're in the middle, guys. We did it. So this color right here is called tennis ball. And I think it's got to be like Haterade over lemon drop, I'm assuming. This is a color from PDX tubing. And they pull a lot of Glass Alchemy colors, and they make all this like, hand pulled tubing. It's beautiful. So this color is gorgeous. I really like it. It's like a lime green version of Haterade. It's got a lot more yellow in it. It almost looks like Illuminati. But I don't think it's UV. I actually haven't hit it, so I'm not sure. It has a 14 millimeter female joint. These fully colored honey jar recyclers have the handmade female joints on them. And it's also, we've talked about the honey jar recyclers before, but I can quickly go over kind of some more of the specs on them. This joint is a reinforced joint. It has this bridge right here that's actually welded to the joint and the Maria below it. It's all for structural, but also aesthetics. Like, I like the repeating shapes of Marias through the whole piece. What a Maria is, if you don't know, it's essentially these discs you see that are pinched, like the mouthpiece, the top of this right here, this joint, the drains, they're all over the place. The more you look, the more you find. There's a lot of repeating shape in the honey jar recyclers, and these are super limited. There's only going to be about 10 that will be available this year. I think this is like the fourth one. And this is going to be the third colored one of the year. So let's pull on this. We'll show some function, and we'll talk about it some more, because I was like pulling on this piece all morning, and I was just watching some really cool things that like the drain was doing and stuff after I stopped pulling on it. But I don't know if we'll be able to catch it on camera, but I'll still talk about it. But let's look at function. All right, let's make sure we got the right angle here for you guys. That looks pretty damn good right there. Let's get this black shirt maybe in the background to help. Yeah. No, my mouth won't work that way. That's all right. We'll do it like this. All right, here we go. I love the honey jar recyclers because it's like this explosion of energy coming out of the perk in this bottom can. I don't mean to have my fucking hand in the way, but there's like so much energy exploding out of that perk, and then it pumps into this condensed line. So it's like taking all of that and like just squishing it together, and then it explodes again into this top can and then drains down. It's like you're seeing like all this chaos being controlled of water splashing and churning and just... And it's like you're watching it being suspended in air because it's in this clear vessel, or transparent, actually, because it's not clear, but it's transparent. So we'll pull on this again. What's really interesting, too, the RBRs do this, too. I posted a slow motion video the other day of an RBR, and there's reclaim spinning in it. I'm going to talk about this real quick for a second, because we're going to talk about reclaim spinning, all right? but the reclaim was spinning. And it did like four rotations before it actually went down the drain. It was like caught in there. And what I'm noticing even about these is like when the water's pumping in there and it's spinning, it's going so hard and it's directed so hard one way that even after I've stopped pulling on it, there's like this inherent like energy. It just like keeps, even after it's fully drained, there's like this little ghost bubble thing that fucking moves around in there. I don't know. We're not going to be able to catch it on camera. Guys, we'll just have to get a honey jar and check it out. But let's pull on this again. These have a really unique function. They have this one especially. I made the uptake again just a little chunkier. I keep doing this on these because I'm noticing this is probably as big as I'll take them, because this feels fucking like perfect. So it's that uptake's a little chunkier, so it's moving way more water, but it's still a condensed line. So we'll pull on this again. This thing just dumps. I mean, the way it's like squared off on the bottom, not like a traditional recycler, but obviously makes a beautiful vortex. It's just like holding this like tornado in this little like cylinder, this little chamber. It's just, I mean, I guess all recyclers do that. I'm being philosophical about it. I just fucking love function, and I like watching it and thinking about it and playing around with function. I like to rev them, you know, rev up the rig, like shred the water to pieces, make even more tiny bubbles. Man, there's just the when the water's pumping up through this line though, it's like, and you're watching it while you're smoking it, you're just seeing like so much energy, like just being, I don't even know. It's so cool to watch, so I love Function. This is another one of those episodes. If you're on the podcast app, you're gonna want to check out some of this Function. We put them. We're trying to put the podcast on all different like applications, but man, guys, like I love YouTube because I can do videos and talk about it. And it's just like uncut. It's just like a conversation. We're just sitting and hanging out. But yeah, this one is going to be available from Third Coast Teddies. It's the only fully colored honey jar recycler. They are getting two clear ones as well. The perk is a reinforced gridded inline. And again, when I say reinforced, all that means is that this perk is welded to the back wall and the front wall. So it's welded in 2 points, meaning it cuts down on that vibration. If the piece tips over, you don't have your perk break off inside the piece. And again, it's so cool to be still like these are pieces I was making 7 years ago, and to see how far they've come. And I never quit on them. You know, I have a lot of designs I'm going to bring back too. I haven't quit on any of my designs. I just, you know, maybe it wasn't the right time for certain designs. Maybe I wasn't ready yet. Maybe the design was too complicated for me yet, but I had the idea and had to wait until my skill level was there. You know, I don't know. I have lots of different things I want to make, and it's just. It's cool to see something that's, you know, it's crazy because for me, this all seems like a blink of the eye or whatever, like this, the time and how much time I've put in. But like 7 years is a pretty long time, like now, like these designs have been around for a long time in our smoking culture because our smoking culture is so quick and so short-lived. Like, you guys remember how quick, like, everything was like male joints and went back to female joints and then like domeless nail and titanium domeless and the titanium swings and then the fucking, or the dome and the quartz nail and then. You know, it changes literally week by week. This is one of the fastest moving industries and in how quick things change. And to still see these designs, people wanting to buy them and support them, and you know, I'm proud of myself too for not quitting on them. Not being like, oh, fuck that, like I'm moving on. Like no, like keep working at them, keep dialing them in, refining them. There's something there. But yeah, special piece. I'm really stoked how this one came out. Function is just fucking, it's wonderful. I love it. It's just shreds. All right. So, also from PDX, we got some new batches of their Hella Yellow. And man, is it just, it's so freaking like juicy. We should put water in this piece, guys. We should. I'll just fucking steal water from the honey jar. I don't know if that's enough water. We'll see. See, let's do this. Let's figure it out. Oh yeah, I'm gonna move back here. We'll get it on the ground. All right, we're doing this, guys. I'm doing a honestly, I'd fire me. I'm doing a horrible job. Whatever. We need to get some more water because that's just not pouring out. It's just pouring all over the floor. But that was fun to watch, right? That was good content. That was good. Nice. Our producer's smiling. That must mean it's good content. Like to use that water because it's limited and it's for the dogs and me to drink, but we'll see if I put too much water in here. Playing around with Function, she's all wet now. Oh well. Let's check this water level though first. Feels a little heavy. We're gonna just pour some of that on the concrete floor. Boom. This fucking dog is just burping over here. It's gross. Oh my gosh, shreds. Whoa, honey jar, what's up? Love this Hella Yellow though. It's so smooth. PDX is like crushing, and like I guess they got some like new I think they said they got new crucibles or something, so like they're able to cook these colors down even more and get them even more buttery. So this is like the nicest batch of the Hell Yellow I've even ever seen. And also too with this one right here, this is the new batch of the fuck is it called? Ghost OJ. Sorry guys, I was spacing for a second. Ghost OJ though. And this one's also going to Third Coast Teddies. All these on the table except for the Tiny Titan are going to Third Coast Teddies. And this new Ghost OJ too is just really vibrant and rich. It's way brighter than the other batches of Ghost OJ I've had, and it's so buttery. I'm really loving these new Ghost cadmiums and transparents, these ghosted colors from PDX. Stoked to be able to have access to tubing and stuff of this level. We still prep up. I'd say we prep up and use 80% of our pieces are made with rod, but we have a few pieces out there that we're slowly starting to bring in, like furnace pulled tubing and stuff. But yeah, let's pull on this micro. Let's check this out. And then I'm gonna talk about this next piece, the sandblasted piece over here, which is like one of my favorite pieces I've made recently. So these newer micros, again, are chunkier. They're a little bigger. Price has not changed, though. God, look how bright that fucking orange is. This thing is, like, ridiculous. All right, looks like we'll be able to see the function good right there. So let's get into it. That little chirp. Let's put her up to the mic and just listen. Sounds like a million birds chirping all at once. And they're instruments. So, you know, the RBR does it all. But yeah, that these new micros fucking shred. And I've been telling people, I'm like, hey, like, get a micro. They're, you know, you'll save at least $100 or more. And they're going to shred just as hard. And you might like the micro more. You might prefer the smaller piece. A lot of my pieces are pretty chunky. They're pretty big. but I like making bigger pieces. It's fun. Let's see here. Boom. Man. Okay, this piece right here, guys, is really, really cool. This is like borderline a collab with Cormac Glass. He did the blowouts. I've been having him practice blowout fades. And this one he did came out really, really nice. And I have another one in the works that I just had him do. It's just so cool to see him growing and learning as an artist, and pursuing and like just getting him to try other stuff and like practice it. It's really cool. So this fade right here is a really cool one. It's Blue Dream, Purple Rain to Tonic. And man, you can really see the fade heavy in this drain. This ball down here is like that deep blue dream, and then it fades into the purple rain and then into the tonic. It's just a beautiful piece. And then I like asked people on Instagram, I'm like, should I sandblast it or leave it? Because when you sandblast tonic, something really, it like has this really cool quality that almost looks like ocean, like that sea glass stuff that's all like kind of sanded down from being out in the ocean. And the tonic will glow when light hits it. Like when tonic's just regular, it just, the light just passes through it and it's really pretty and stuff. But when it's sandblasted, it almost traps the light a little bit and it will like glow this beautiful, like, you know, aqua teal kind of color. I mean, you guys are looking at it. I mean, it's this color just glows, especially with the sandblasting. But yeah, this is also going to Third Coast Teddies. And I don't do too many of these sandblasted ones. I was going to leave it fully transparent, but I was like, damn, this is going to glow. I feel like honestly too, the fade, you can see the fade even more too, because it's sandblasted, because it traps that light and you can see the blue pop even harder in the drain, that nice like blue purple fade. Same with the foot. The whole foot is like, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough to capture it unless you like really hold it up to a light, but it's an incredible piece. Got a little water in it still. I gotta dry it out, but I love fucking function testing pieces. So and this is a 14 millimeter, and then the perk in the base is a 24 hole gridded shower head to the 8-slit disc. And this is a double diffused refined bell recycler. All right, this next one's really cool too. I really like this one. This is another new color for me right here. This is satin white. And this, and the, obviously it's the white sections of the satin white. Satin white and pomegranate, those are the two colors. But the satin white, it almost looks like shampoo or like lotion or like silk, like fabric. Like, and honestly, I bet you guys will be able to see a little bit of the shimmer in there on the camera, because it's just such a unique color. And when I used this satin white, I was like, oh, I want to sleeve Blue Dream over this with crushed opal and make like a satin Blue Dream crushed opal tubing. Like, there's so many colors I want to combine and make, guys. And this is a 14 millimeter standard RBR. And I had to pair it up with the pomegranate, give it that classy look. Almost like a Swiss Army knife or something. And this whole thing is blowouts too. It's really cool that to be just like, you know, just starting to work and get into different prep and constantly trying to progress. And Third Coast Headies is also getting four clear 14 millimeter standard RBRs. They're getting two clear 14 millimeter XL double diffused. They're going to be getting three clear micro 10 millimeter RBRs and then two clear honey jar recyclers. Then they have four colored micros. The other colors are Hydra, Mojito, which is a new color. This Mojito is really cool. It's like, I think, Haterade over Double Dose or something like that. It's a pretty sweet color. And so it's, what's it? It's this Ghost OJ, the Mojito, the Hydra, and then there's one more. Fuck, guys. I don't even know. It doesn't matter. It's in there. There's four of them, though. I promise. It's not potion. What the fuck is it? Now I'm stumped. Oh, it's a new color. It's called Remedy. It's a CFL color, and it goes from like this shimmery, like yellow to like this like orangey pink shimmer. It's a really cool color. So Remedy. So those are the four colors we have: Remedy, Ghost OJ, Hydra, and fuck, dude, you guys heard me. It's in there. I'm already forgetting everything. It's okay. That means it's time to smoke hash, right? Now that we're forgetting everything, it's like, okay, now let's really just make it that much harder to remember what I'm talking about. So by the time you guys see this episode, this will have already been given away. I just really wanted to give away a Tiny Titan. It's one of those things where I don't know. I would sell one if someone really wanted it, but it's novelty, you know, like some stuff that's novelty. I got to know that the buyer understands that, like, this is just for fun. This, on the other hand, shreds, whereas the Big Titan, you got to work for that dab. You know, it's not, you have to have some lung power to smoke the big one. But that's why I did a small one too, because I was like, I can't give away the full size Titan, but I could ship a Tiny Titan, but I can't ship someone a piece that's over 40 inches tall. It's just too big. But this one I can ship. So I'm going to give this away. My God, last night, guys, I worked till 3:30 in the morning. Me and Bane went to bed at like 3:45. So today, that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know if I've looked at the camera more than three times, because I'm just all over the fucking, I'm just like staring at the ground. I'm like, they'll see my eyes. They'll know I'm so fucking tired. But we got to do the podcast, because I fucking love making these. And it's so cool to see it growing. Like, we just got over, we have over 700 subscribers now. The videos are all getting over 1,000 views now. Like, it's just, it's really cool. Like, it's one of those things, like, I used to watch YouTube. I've talked about this before, but I used to watch YouTube a lot back in 2010, 2011. I mean, that was my only exposure to the cannabis community. I'd watch people like Coral Reefer, or the CCC, or Token Daily, and I would just be like, fuck, I want to do what they do. And, it's just cool after fucking like almost 10 years, you know, I'm finally trying to do it, you know, even if it's not great yet, I'm trying to do this and it's fun. And I'm stoked for all you guys that are actually checking these out and watching them, getting great feedback and getting really good input to like change things or do other things, better. So appreciate you guys. So this nail, I got to fucking heat it up and clean it out a little bit. This is a scuzzy nail. I don't have a new 10 mil. I need to get one. Like I said, I think in the beginning, maybe we weren't filming. I don't know. Cause I talked to my producer Mark too, before we even fucking really going, but I need to get a new 10 mil now because this one's trashed. But it still works. We can still smoke it. God, I need to sip the smoothie. Not having coffee right now because I'm like, I need some nutrition because fuck, like I've already smoked a bunch. I have only slept 2.5 hours because my daughter woke us up at 6:15 this morning or 6:30. And I went to bed at about 4 a.m. So I slept for about 2.5 hours maximum. So that's about as little sleep as I can have to still be like work all day. If I get less than 2 hours of sleep, I can only work like, you know, 8 to 10 hours like a normal day. But to continue working 14 to 16, like basically tonight, I'll probably only be able to work till 1 a.m. because I know I'll need a little extra sleep so that I don't get fucking overworked or I get shot. But that's why we drink the green drink. My wife makes me these smoothies. I don't really know what's in them. For all I know, she could be poisoning me. But I know she's not because I feel great. And it honestly like is so much easier than eating for me in the morning. I have a hard time eating like actual food. Like I have to like drink something. So it's a nice alternative. Because I used to just fucking not eat until like 2 in the afternoon. I'd like work, sleep for like only 3 hours in a 24-hour period. And then fucking not eat until 2 in the afternoon. And no good. But now, once my daughter got here, I've been trying to be way more conscious about taking care of myself. Because I know that there's people that rely on me. So I'm trying to be aware of that. But yeah, let's clean up this nail and let's take some dabs on the Tiny Titan. And we'll talk about a couple things I would change on it. Actually, there's really only one thing I'd change on it. And that's I would actually shrink the hole down here, the return hole. I'd probably shrink that just a little bit. I was in live last night, Instagram, making this. Luna, I'm so sorry, Mark. My dogs are jumping on people. Lay down. Guys, you're getting antsy already? We can't do this today. All right. So I was on live Instagram live last night and I was telling people, I was like, I think I'm going to leave this a little bit bigger because I need this to drain really quickly because already there's not that much water in the base of it for like how much is going on. And I don't want the perk to bottom out because with a piece this big and you're pumping all that water to the top, you could drain the base of it too quickly and then bottom out the perk. So I was like, I need a big return hole so that this is feeding that engine as quickly as possible, as much water as possible. However, I would say on this one, I made it a little too big. She drains like a fucking, she's crazy. Like the vortex is the whole thing. But I would say I like there to be about a 2 second lag on the drain. And that's more of just a visual thing. This has nothing to do with function. This actually probably is the better function because you can pull so hard on it and just shred it. But visually I'd prefer a little bit slower of a drain, but still this thing shreds. I gotta grab my torch. I gotta warm this up just a little bit before I Q-tip it with some alcohol. I mean, cause it's already all chazzed and gross, but like, I still don't want my turps to taste too gross. Whoever owns this too, be careful. Cause this fucking thing is asking to break. It wants to because it's so narrow and tall. Like it will tip over so fast. But it's okay. So yeah, be careful. I'm just going to take this fucking nail out. Fuck it. This thing's so awkward. This is why it'd be hard for me to like really like sell one unless someone was really okay with it being like this like tall, awkward, strange pipe. If they're just into the obscure and want something different and like a unicorn, I'll make you one. But besides that, I would say anything bigger than a triple double is borderline novelty. The triple double is great. I smoke one as a daily driver, but okay, that's better. But yeah, so this one right here, let's see what we got here. All right, so this is a 12-hole reinforced gridded 12-hole shower head. And then I believe it's a 5-disc. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, 5-disc. And each one of those discs has 6 cuts in them. So, again, those discs aren't really there for diffusion. They're more there to help the water climb. And you want to know what those cuts are there more for? Those cuts aren't there to diffuse smoke or anything. Those cuts are there to help the water drain faster back to the base. Because when the water's, if those cuts weren't there, each disc would hold too much water around it, and it would make the bottom of the pipe probably bottom out. I'm almost positive it would, just because of how tall the pipe is. It would hold too much water on the top of it. I'm just letting this nail cool just for a quick second before I throw, because I'm going to do a cold start. I don't want to take any hot dabs right now. I want to take some nice terpy low temps. This thing's a little wonky too, but I made it late last night. I started it at like midnight, and I finished it at like 3:30 or something like that in the morning, just because I wanted to make a giveaway piece. It's fun for me, and with these podcasts too, it's extra fun because I get to like share them on here and talk about them and show them. So I love making these fun little goofy pieces, and this podcast is the best platform to really just share them, because Instagram, I post so much on Instagram, and Instagram is so impersonal these days because it's so big. That, like, I don't know, I can't get into it and just hang out with a piece and talk about it. And it seems like there's enough of you guys out there that really like and appreciate what we're doing. So we're going to keep it up. We got that third camera again today. Where's my dabber? Oh, boy. How am I going to do weed? Dude, is it over there? Oh, this is great, guys. We're going to look for a dabber. Oh, no, that's not it.
Maybe it fell on the floor.
Maybe I lost. Oh shit. How are we gonna get high? Oh, I found it.
We're good.
We're good, guys. Sorry, everybody. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you, bro. Okay. So this dabber, it looks like I cleaned it ahead of time. So yeah, this stuff. Let's see which camera we got here. I wonder if it's like this camera. It's gonna be hard to see, guys. I know. But this stuff is this gooey, creamy, like rosin. I'm failing. Thank God I'm not paid to do this. I'd fire me. Okay. My producer's like, what the fuck, dude? I just almost had it in focus. And then you fucking just pull it away. All right. For the really heady episodes, we'll have to get like another camera, the fourth camera, just for hash. But it's not in our budget yet, guys. Someday, maybe. Well, this stuff, the only thing with this consistency, as terpy as it is and how great it tastes, it is a little bit of a pain to get it out of the jar. But I don't mind. Because I'm about it. About the whole process. Oh, yeah. Here we go again. This thing got me so stoned this morning. And it's going to happen again, I know. And after the 420 episode, yep, I did eat lasagna and watch some Disney movies with the kiddo. It was really nice. It was an awesome way to, like, just relax and enjoy some time. And then I crushed that night. And then I broke something. But either way, I made a solid effort that day. All right, this stuff is so transparent, you can't even fucking tell. Oh, my God, dude. When the hash is too heady. Okay, I see it smeared all in there. Oh my God, this stuff is, it's literally like this transparent fucking goo. My mouth is watering looking at it. I'm literally drooling and spitting. You can hear it in the mic. Listen close. Okay. Okay, but before this happens, I need one more sip of my smoothie. All right, what do we need, Mark?
Okay, so I'm getting a top angle. I feel like so we can see the tornado on the top.
Okay, so let me make sure that is, it's hard for me to tell. Oh, that's a side shot, right? Because it's straight on? Wow, I'm stupid. Wow, okay. Let's move the mic. Let's grab the torch. And let's try this grease monkey rosin. Boom. That way you guys can hear how loud the torch is right next to the mic. You'll love that. Wow. Borderline hot dab. Good job, bud. But it wasn't hot because I was still terpy. you guys see that tornado? That big but also mini tornado? Guys, this is essentially a 10 mil. Look at the width of this can and this foot are almost, well, this part's definitely the same width as this. The foot's a little taller because I needed a little more water in the base. But essentially, I mean, it's a stretched out 10 mil. It's a stretched out, look at it, stretched out 10 mil. Goofy shit, but fun. And that's why I like to do this. It's for fun, guys. It can't just be a job. This has got to be fun, too. I like to just build shit. I like to just make stuff for fun. It doesn't have to be a paycheck. As long as I have fun and get an experience out of it, and I get to, like, make cool content with it and show people, that's all I wanted out of it. I'll make money to pay my bills, but I just, my main thing is I want to share as much of my work with people as possible. And I think it's so cool. We live in a day and age with the internet where I can just fucking like post things and share it with people and show them what I'm working on and make videos like this. God, that dab was actually awesome. For Houts, this piece is almost, I think it's like between 14 to 15 inches. I said 16, but I don't think it is. I have to measure, but I know that this section right here is like bigger than a foot. So I'd say it's probably about like 14 inches tall, maybe a little bit bigger. But for how big it is, man, it was so smooth and terpy. And I'm probably gonna take another dab on it here in a second, but, just gonna relax and enjoy that really premium dab because the ones I took this morning weren't that good. I got a little wild. I got a little excited, went in hot. Someone asked me the other day on Instagram, like, why do people think it's cool to take hot dabs? First of all, I didn't take a hot dab on that 5 millimeter on purpose. Shit happens. We don't edit these podcasts besides adding some music to the beginning and stuff. And, you know, Mark edits all the camera angles and stuff. But, like, you guys are just seeing a whole, like, laid out thing. So if I fuck up and I get a hot dab, that's what I get. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm not trying to be cool, prove a point. But I did tell him. I didn't explain it to him like that. I did it first. Like, I wrote this whole thing out. I'm that guy. I wrote this whole thing out. And then I deleted all of it. And then I just wrote, it builds character. That's why people take hot dabs. Builds character. Because it does. You take some hot dabs. I mean, you can then you understand. You understand the original dabbing style, where it all came from. But that was fun. The 420 episode, guys. That was a blast. You guys watched the fuck out of it. Thank you so much. I'm honestly like this. Doing these podcasts and the YouTube and all these different things we're working on now is like giving me so much like. Obviously, I was motivated to work hard, but sometimes you can work hard and still not feel inspired. You're just kind of like getting your work done and like doing all this different like content and stuff is just, it's gotten me, you know, that like spark under me again where I feel super excited and it's fun and I want to share it with other people. That's why I can't wait for this fucking quarantine to be over so that I can have guests on here and like get excited with other glassblowers and you guys can connect with other glassblowers. Like you might find your new favorite glassblower. You never know. I might have someone on here and you'd be like, I've seen his art before, but I never knew like he was like this or was into that. And you know, and you learn something about the person and it makes you see the art in a different light. And I feel like that's what this podcast is going to do for me too. You know, there may be some people that watch it and be like, this dude's a fucking idiot. I'm not buying his shit anymore. Hey, that happens. But there might be some people that watch it. They're on the fence. And then they're like, oh, I really like, you know, he's trying hard. I'm going to fucking get an RBR now. Like, you know, you never know. You're going to get a bit of both. but I think that this is a really cool way to connect with you guys and stuff too. So yeah, Third Coast Teddies, you guys are going to see this Sunday. You can hit them up ahead of time. Ask them for info about their drop. It's Third Coast Teddies on Instagram. It's all spelled. There's no like crazy like underscores or anything. It's just Third Coast Teddies. And they're dropping some heaters. They got like, I think they got about, you know, 24 pieces all together, 22 to 24. So not a huge drop, but definitely enough to hold, I feel like, people over until the big one I have coming up. I do have a huge clear drop coming up because I know the clear is where it's at. That's what a lot of people want is the clear RBRs because they're more affordable, but all the same function. So the clear drop we have coming up is going to be pretty substantial. I mean, about 20 of each variation, you know, 15 to 20 of each variation. So, that should be plenty. And then we have our big Hawaii drop after that, like a month and a half later. So there won't be a drop for about a month. There will be some gaps, but that's because we had like we were gonna do that Hawaii show, but then because of everything going on, obviously we have to reschedule the show. But we're still gonna do a drop with them, with just RBRs. I'm not gonna have the one of ones because I want to do those in person, like I've said on previous episodes. But we're gonna be doing a big drop with Hedy Hawaii too. So there's like a lot of clear RBRs coming up that'll be available. So even if you miss it on one drop or this or that, you can like hit up shops like way ahead of time. For example, like if you go to my Instagram, I use we just set up this new like link tree thing. So if you click the link in my bio, there's gonna be all different options there. It's like a little menu page. You can go to my YouTube, you can go to my drops page where we'll tell you where every drop coming up is for the next couple months. So you can see what shops are getting it. You can hit a shop up a month ahead of time and be like, hey, I really want to clear RBR. Is there anything I can do to like not have to like fight people on Instagram Live? Just like communicate with these stores because honestly, guys, these stores need the support right now. There's gonna be plenty of I'm working like a crazy person. There's gonna be work available. And even though working like a crazy person, we're still getting these fucking giveaways done. I love it. I love when my voice sounds like this, I need to sip a fucking smoothie. Whew. One thing I do to myself is like I love that like I'll be like I'm doing this even if I'm like this is gonna be really hard to do. I think that's one of the things where we've talked about in other episodes of like just like taking risks within your business or doing things. Like I said, I'm gonna give away a piece for every store I'm doing a drop during the pandemic, and that's what I'm doing. And it's a new challenge. It's a new challenge because it's like okay, I gotta fit an extra piece in. I'm not trying to get paid for anything. I just want to do something fun and support the shops and stuff. But I like that. I like saying things that I'm nervous I might not be able to achieve, you know? Be like, I'll do it. I can do it. And then, but I'm in my head, I'm like, but Kenya, do you know if you can do it? You know, there's no certainty. But I'm staying up late. I'm working hard. I'm committed and I'm fucking doing it. And I'm not trying to sound like cocky or anything. I'm proud of myself that I'm pushing through because like I said, I'm on like 2.5 hours of sleep or two and a half, I don't even know, 2 hours, 45 minutes, somewhere in that, less than 3 hours of sleep. And I'm still here, I'm still working, and I plan on working after this and getting my work done. And I'm still gonna fucking, like, I colored with my daughter this morning and watched a Disney movie with her. Like, I'm still being a dad and getting my shit done. I'm tired. I look tired. When I go in public, when I do things, when I used to, you know, I look tired. And teachers would even say it. My daughter's saying, hey, well, you look really tired. I'm like, I am really tired. But I'm also young and I'm excited, and I really believe that if I worked hard, I can do something with myself where I could take care of my family. And I believe it. And I know that right now is my chance. And I've said this at least through four different episodes. So I hate to be this repetitive, but hey, we have new listeners each episode, and we need to touch base on other philosophies and things that the way I see life again, because I feel like it's kind of like you guys will understand, like, my whole. You know, background, like why I do things, why I work so hard. No one works this hard for, actually, that's opinion if I say it, but in my opinion, no one works this hard for money. Money's not enough to work this hard. I'm working towards a goal. I'm not working towards a cool car or the big house. I don't give a shit about that. Like, I'm working towards a name, a legacy, like something I can be proud of, something that I can make, you know, my parents proud of, you know, not to sound too sentimental about it, but we just smoked some hash, so here we are, and we're talking about it. I'm gonna clean this nail, and we're gonna do more hash, but I don't know. I'm glad I lost my train of thought. That was getting weird. Mark's just like, yeah, yep, I like it though. Good. I said that part for him. He never said it was good. Just throwing some hot alcohol in there, everybody, to clean this Chaz banger. Oh, look at that, though. Perfect. Man, whoever gets this better be fucking careful. I tell you what, I wouldn't even put it on a mood mat. These mood mats aren't even stable enough. It's like putting a skyscraper on a swamp. It just wants to fucking tip over. It's exciting, though. How exciting is that? It could tip at any moment. What a fun way to smoke. If you don't have anxiety, get a Tiny Titan. You will. Does that sell it, Mark? Do you think I sold it? Fuck yeah, dude. We're going to sell a million of these. Oh, this is fun. Thank you guys for hanging out. You know, here we are again, smoking more hash, hanging out, checking out pieces, and just listening to me ramble stoned. My parents watch this. My mom texted me after the 420 episode was posted. Oh, she was a text, but see, I'm going to talk like her. She doesn't talk like that either. But she's like, oh, we watched your latest episode. We love you. And then I FaceTimed her the next day, and they were like, you get really stoned on that oil stuff, huh? And I was like, yeah. It's like, my dad smokes it too, but I guess they didn't realize, like, because they watched, like, 8 episodes of me just smoking weed, and then they watched, like, the 420 episode where I was dabbing a bunch. Or maybe it was episode 9, because I did a pre... I dabbed in episode 9 just to, like, get ready for the 420 episode. Be like, all right, time to, like, talk on camera. Because usually I just get super stoned and dab and then just, like, listen to Terrence McKenna or listen to some music or, like, or Duncan Trussell. Or speaking of Duncan Trussell, everybody, if you have Netflix, you have to check out his new cartoon, Midnight Gospel. Bro, Duncan Trussell, that's, I, he's.
Pendleton Ward.
Okay, I know Pendleton Ward. Okay, yeah, dude, I love listening to Duncan Trussell, especially, dude. If you have never done psychedelics, it doesn't matter. Listen to these guys. Listen to Terrence McKenna. Just listening to these people talk, is like doing psychedelics. The shit they talk about and their perspectives, the way they see the universe. I hope to get into stuff like that someday, but I don't think this podcast is quite ready for it yet. So we're just gonna keep smoking hash. But check out Midnight Gospel on Netflix. Fucking Duncan Trussell, Pendleton Ward, fire. It's very obscure. Yeah, I think you need to know who they are to... Mark, do you think you'd have to know who they are to really enjoy it?
Yeah, I mean, if you know Adventure Time...
Okay.
Do,
yeah, okay.
You know psychedelics, then get you into
word.
Trussell.
Okay.
So it's definitely a mix.
Okay, getting this hash on the nail. Oh my god, this thing's so awkward. Okay, we did it. All right, let's back. I'm just going to back her up. Actually, is it better to be closer, Mark? Because this is the wide shot, and then we just have that close-up. What do you think? Or should you angle it down? I can slide it back, and you can angle it down a little more, and we can get, like, a full... All right, sweet. And I'll stand up and give it a nice thick boy background. My wife hates when I say that, but she doesn't watch podcasts, so she doesn't know Brendan Schaub. She doesn't know fucking Fighter and the Kid. There's so many good podcasts. Maybe I should just do a little part on an episode one day where I just recommend a bunch of different podcasts for you guys, and you'll be like, why am I even listening to Evan's shit? This is a real podcast. Ooh, almost terp jeweled. You can see how fast it drains. I think if I make another one, I'd probably shrink it a little bit. But honestly, it probably could be, I could still shrink it now, but I don't want to put it back in the kiln. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So this is my break. This is my break from doing the parenting thing and everything. I get a little, I get to just come hang out with you guys, smoke, talk about glass. Sounds like my baby's really upset inside though. She probably wants the dog. She loves my dog, Luna. Like, it's her dog too, but she's like obsessed with the dog. She always needs a dog. It's so weird being a parent. It's weird even talking about it. I try not to talk about it too much because I know it can be annoying. But I'm sure that there's some parents out there that listen to this too, so. Oh my gosh. This thing though is so smooth, it's surprising. But man, is it dangerous. Dangerous piece. Today's chill though. I get to just work on, today I'm working on some clear stuff. I'm finishing up the last couple clear things for Third Coast Headies. and luckily they're local, so they can just come pick up the pieces in person, and we don't have to wait on shipping, which will make this drop coming up available really quickly. I'm a couple days behind. I've broken some glass the past couple weeks. You know, that's glass blowing. It's been a lot of up and downs, but trying to stay positive and keep on pushing forward. Man, I am like not excited to rerun my ventilation though. Not to like do a callback on that again. Where are we even at, Mark, right now?
Like an hour.
Hour? We did it again, everybody. That's crazy. That's crazy. I try not to go too much longer than an hour because I think most people, I don't know if they can even make it through an hour of me talking because it's all over the place. Fuck. Wow. Well, I do hear my baby crying inside, everybody. So, you know what I'll say is let's, I feel like I should do one more dab or something. I feel like this is not how we should end it. This isn't right. This isn't right. Mark, I need you to grab me something out of my cabinet. There's a 5mm piece in there. It's like North Star yellow. It's very small. It's right there on the second shelf, all the way to the corner. You got it. It's in your hand. Okay. We're going to try 5mm again. I will try not to burn it. And that's how we're going to finish it. And then I have to go dad it up. It sounds like I got a sad baby inside. All right, let's clean this thing a little bit, though, because she is still burnt from our last encounter. Man, hope all you guys are doing good out there, though. I know this shit's crazy. I try not to talk about the coronas too much. Because I bet you guys see enough of it on the news and shit. And I don't know anything. I just smoke weed all day. And blow glass. And record myself getting stoned and attempting to make sense. That is my whole life right now. I love it. Oh yeah, that nail is just... Man, I shouldn't be allowed to have anything nice. That's it. I can't have nice things. So what we got here is a 5mm exploded honey jar. It's the one and only. It is an EHJ, but it's a 5mm. I've shown this piece before. I don't know what's going to happen right now. I don't know if the water level's right. I don't know what's going to happen. So this part of the episode's for the people that made it this far. This is where I just fail on camera for a second here. You know, there's no real plan here. So I'm going to put the hash in the nail. I'm going to heat the nail. I'm going to cap the nail. And I'm going to try and smoke the concentrates through the piece. And that's called doing weed. All right. And also, too, yeah, I was really stoned before I started this episode. It's been a weird day. So, man, yeah, sorry if this one wasn't as fucking good as the 420 one. I've honestly had a great time, though. This hour flew by. It was a treat. Oh, that's too much hash. It won't even fit in that little nail. But yeah, we have the Third Coast Headies drop coming up, and then I'm going to announce the shop that's getting this big drop. I think it's like one person bought it all, but I think they're splitting it between two stores that they own. So I have to figure out how to shout it out, honestly, is what I'm trying to do. All right. Is there? So you can see those four little pillars in there. The water's going to stack up through. It has a reinforced gridded inline perk. It's got it all. It's just very small. Dude, I saw some of the 5mm pieces that were at the Evan Shore show. They were expensive. I was like, damn, my show would have been way too cheap. Like I sold my 5mm RBR for $300, which just still sounded expensive, but it's a sweet piece. Like these, like I just feel like these would be the most affordable pieces ever, but because they're so little. But these are actually a lot smaller than some of the pieces I saw posted at the show. I'm not hating on prices. I really wasn't trying to come off like that. I was just saying these things are pretty affordable. This is great. See, what you guys are seeing right now is me trying to get hash in this very tiny nail. It's all over the top, you know? I don't even know if it's going to go in it. And honestly, if I hit this with the torch directly, I believe it will catch on fire. What do you think, Mark?
You got it. Just like...
Okay.
I think you need to go like 3 to 5 seconds lower than you did the first time.
3 to 5.
Especially on the reheat.
Okay. So, look at that. I got people looking out for me. All right. Wow. This is really going to be hard to smoke on camera. All right. Oh, this bubble cap should work, I think. This torch has only one setting, and it's massive flame. It's horrible. Oh, God. So.
Give a little bit of a wave. Like up in
wave?
Yeah.
Whoa. What is that? Dude, I don't even know how to smoke this thing right now. Dude, I don't even know what to do. Okay.
Your hat too.
Fuck, bro. You guys like this? It's good content, right? Oh yeah, there it is. That's the flavor. That's what we're looking for. You know, it's not really that burnt. It's weird. It's a really weird thing. It's like half burnt, half not. She shreds though.
You still see all that function too.
Dude, I wish I had a smaller torch so I could just like be better about this, guys. Fuck, it's on fire. Yeah, that's probably about it for me. I'm gonna throw up. Nope. Oh, well, that is a 5mm exploded honey jar. They're turf cannons until your third reheat. Then they are a hot dab, painful, uncomfortable, and effective. Oh, okay. So, here we are at the end, everybody. Don't forget about our drop coming up at Third Coast Teddy's. It will be probably available like Monday or Tuesday, and this comes out probably Sunday or Saturday, so you'll see it. Like this video, subscribe to our channel, like us on iTunes. Even if you don't listen to it, shoot over to the iTunes podcast app and like us on there. It's the What's Up Everybody podcast. I can't breathe. Okay. And thank you everybody who watched this episode and everybody that made it this far. Wow, what a mess. But we did it. All right, we made it. Hope you guys have a good week. And we'll see you guys again next weekend for another episode. This is the What's Up Everybody podcast. Thanks, guys.